You know, the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center plays a really important role in the community, not just here, actually, nationally. They investigate and they prosecute severe cases of child abuse, but maybe more importantly, they provide expert therapy and support services for the victims and their families. Heading up that agency for the last, I guess, 19 years at DCAC has been Irish Birch, but not for long. She's stepping down after 33 years of the business. Good to have you with us.
I'm so excited to be here.
This is a tough job. Like I say, it's an essential business, but boy, oh boy, it is just tough. It must tear at your heartstrings. How do you do something like this for over 30 years?
You know, you do something like this over 30 years because you know it matters. It comes from your core beliefs. And I've always had a belief that all children should be safe in their homes. And the reality is I learned at a very young age that children are not. We don't all have that privilege. And so once I set my sights on the child abuse field, I just hit the ground running and I've never looked back.
You know, I would hope something like this, you could put yourself out of business, but you can't, can you? I mean, I guess
no,
it's always been here and it's always going to be around.
It's always going to be around. But what you can do is provide the services that the families need. You can give these children and these families hope to know that that one situation or those incidents that have happened to them, that critical abuse that they've sustained, that they can survive. And not only survive, they can thrive. And so those are the things you ask, how do you do it for 30 years? It's because I've learned and I've seen what happens on the other side. When you get treatment, when you get intervention, when you have people coming around you and saying, I'm here, I'm walking along this journey with you, then you see the children running down the hallway after therapy graduation and giving high fives, that makes it all worth it.
So what is it? Is it, you know, what cause, is it drugs? Is it alcohol? Is it mental illness? Is it a rotten economy?
It's a number of factors, to be perfectly honest. It is childhood factors. It's socioeconomic factors. It is a number of factors.
So you grow up in an abused home and you become an abuser?
Well, in certain circumstances, and in some circumstances, that's not the case. You don't necessarily grown up in a home where you are abused and then become abuser, but it certainly is something that happens in those situations. But there are a number of predictors in regards to what happens in the mind of someone. Like if we could get into the mind of a pedophile or a perpetrator and they could tell us and we could figure out all the reasons of why this started and what we could do to make it stop, then of course we would put ourselves out of business. But the reality is this type of thing thrives in secrecy. Child abuse, sexual abuse, it thrives in people being very manipulative and calculated in how they approach their victims and how they strategize and how to keep children quiet and grooming. So if you did it out in the open, then everybody would know about it. Mm. So it's hard to really determine what are the starting factors because it's a variety of those things.
So talk about DCAC. So where does the funding come from? Are there any challenges? We've heard so much about, you know, the government belt tightening and tough economic times and really hitting a lot of good advocates.
Yeah. So our advocacy center, as well as a lot of, as you stated, the nonprofit industry right now is having a bit of a challenge when it comes to fundraising. We have public and private foundations. So a portion of our foundations or our funding comes from private donations, foundations. So we need the people to continue to give. But then a portion of our funding also comes from public, which would be your federal and your state. And so when we have gotten into this current year, it has been a bit of a challenge in the sense of individuals are giving, not possibly giving as much, or you have different causes that have lost funding in a greater amount than what some of the other nonprofits have lost. And because the community is so well, so caring in how they fund the nonprofits, of course, if your food bank has lost money, then a lot of the money goes towards the food banks because people are going to need those different types of things. So for us, we have faced our challenges and we will all continue to face challenges in this current climate.
So how do you gauge success as you look back over your shoulder right now? I mean, bricks and mortar, is, you know, you've grown. You're touching more people, more money. How do you gauge the success?
So we gauge success, and that's one of the things that our team has learned to do very well, is redefine what success looks like for us. And so for us, you would think that success is absolutely locking the perpetrator up and getting them off the street. Sometimes that is success in some cases, but sometimes success looks like we've been able to remove the perpetrator's access to that child. We've been able to provide that child and that family with healing services. We've been able to make over that room where that child was abused in year after year, and now they have this whole completely space that's not a trigger for them. So you redefine success. And for me, when I look back over my shoulder, when I look back over the past 30 years, so I've been at DCAC for 19 years. I've been in this seat as CEO for the past almost 5 years. And so when I look back over all of that time, success for me is the fact that we've been able to provide these critical services for these families. And I've seen over, literally since we've opened our doors, we've had over 100,000 children and families that have come through our doors on their way to healing. And so we're a agency that you don't want to need us. I hope you don't need us. But then in the event that you do, if someone walks through our doors, we know the hope that's going to be waiting for them on the other side. So that's success.
What's the future of DCAC without you?
The future, oh my gosh, it's going to be very exciting because I've been planning this for a while, and we picked this time because in January of 2026, we're going to be celebrating our 35th anniversary. So we'll be 35 years old. That year is also going to be the time to design a new strategic plan. So what better time to be able to end my career with handing over the reins to the person who will lead the organization, hopefully for until the next 35 years.
Well, we wish you all the luck, and you got some well-deserved time off that's coming, but you've done an outstanding job over 30 years in the industry. Iris Birch stepping down as the head of DCAC, the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. It's good to spend some time with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.